You know, I'm just gonna come out flat and say it. This doesn't mean anything to me. But you'd be like, oh, well, you know. Well, you know. And you'd be like,
you
no,
guys,
no,
you,
you
guys,
know.
You guys.
Get that on the ring. She has that recorded on the ring camera.
Oh my god, that's funny. I'm ready to love. I'm ready to hold you. I'm ready to love you. I'm ready to hold you.
Come on, sing it out now.
Okay,
okay, welcome to Theos U Memes Podcast.
Welcome
episode
to the
on the road.
Welcome to the Theos U Memes Podcast on the road. We have very special, we have the same four and a very special guest with us today. Jasmine.
Hi.
Jasmine, welcome to
Jazzy.
The podcast.
Welcome to the podcast.
I'm here against my consent.
Okay.
That is true. That is true. Okay. Let's go over some basic ground rules.
That's
for
one of the ground rules is consent, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
It's true.
Yes.
Well, now that we have her against
edit
her
that
will.
Out. I'm
this,
just
is very,
kidding.
This is very frat boy
we
podcast.
Can, yeah, yeah. We can.
Our first female on the podcast. Wow.
Really?
Against, and she's against,
yeah.
against her consent.
Guys.
yeah.
Representation matters.
The ground rules are as follows.
I know. Can never
if
mind.
You have a
okay,
complaint.
Edit that out. Edit it all out. Start again.
Okay. No, that's the ground rule. There's no
that's
editing.
The ground rule. There's no editing.
There's no editing.
There's no editing?
No editing.
No editing.
Oh, you're going
to
gonna regret that.
It's self-editing.
It's already.
So wait. So,
uh-oh.
So number two, after the no editing policy, the other ground rule is?
No touching of the hair.
No. That's last.
You know what? This
course,
is the first time doing
course.
This. I don't know the other ground rule.
The rules are you can't talk longer for than
for
a minute.
Than a minute.
Fair.
Okay.
And what else?
And
I
no
feel like
editing.
That's been violated.
Disclaimer.
Well, I just
don't know any of the rules, so you have to tell me them all.
Yeah, yeah. This is why we're bringing them up. So
okay.
No,
there's
got
to be a quicker way. To, we should do like a.
Like
have
a
you ever seen the movie? What's the Zombieland? You know,
yeah.
and like they go ching. You
like
know,
a sequence?
And they do all the rules.
Yeah.
We need like a 10-second like. Ding, ding, ding,
oh,
ding.
It should be like
yeah.
actually. Like a
but the thing
second.
Is,
going through them every single time
the
with a podcast.
Is
they,
it's
yeah.
for the guest. It's
yeah,
not
I don't
for
know the rules.
Yeah.
people for, on the internet.
Fair. Yeah,
no,
and there's
what's
only
funny, though,
okay.
is if you make the ground rules go over the screen like super quick, so ridiculously fast that they don't see it.
That's
exactly.
funny.
Exactly. Okay.
I
okay.
like that.
That okay.
would be better.
This is
maybe like one of those warnings for the old
yeah.
people's medication
yeah.
on Fox late at night.
Okay.
I feel like our podcast should have parental advisor warning on that. That would be funny.
Chris,
probably should.
Chris, you had one job. And you pooped the
you
bed.
Know what? I got
so
interrupted.
So I'm
would
gonna
you like
I'm gonna
start.
All right,
no,
I would.
No,
I actually
no, no.
actually would.
Okay,
Jasmine. Just
yes.
so that it's just very clear. The first rule is there's no editing, so we self-edit. If you don't want something on the podcast, then don't say it. That's our rule of editing.
Okay.
Our second rule is nobody gets to talk for more than a minute at a time. You have a minute. After that, I'll mute the mic. And we'll move
for
on.
Nathan?
Yeah. Well, actually, now that there's accountability here, Nathan has been violating that rule.
True. That is true.
I will make sure I'm.
So, a minute, and then
disclaimers.
Oh, yeah. So then, the disclaimer is that one's view does not represent the views of the group.
Necessarily.
I love that.
Necessarily.
One.
And
okay,
like, you can't
perfect.
Get canceled.
Yeah.
By someone saying something because you're on the podcast.
Yeah.
And you don't
yeah.
Know.
Okay.
But you can
so disagree.
But you
with
can.
Them.
Well, you will, but the disclaimer is there.
Yeah.
yeah,
and
the disclaimer is there.
I agree to that disclaimer.
Yeah, okay,
first.
And then the last.
If we
and
don't push back against somebody's bad idea, then we're all sort of complicit. That's
exactly.
how an activist would see
it's,
it.
It's
yeah.
true.
Uh-huh.
It's true.
We're not going to let them.
Okay.
It's true. And the last rule.
None of these guys' views represent me. Okay, good. Continue.
And the last rule of the Theos U Memes podcast is no touching of the hair face.
Okay.
Oh,
that's
going
to be
first
the
segment.
Most difficult
Let's move
one
to the first
me.
Segment. In the news, first segment, Coolio is dead.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Julio.
I think he's walking to the Valley of the Shadow of Death at the moment.
I sadly happily do not know.
He's taking a look at his life and realizing there's not much left.
That's correct. All those dangerous minds.
He's been blasting and laughing so long that even his mama thinks that his mind is gone.
But I don't. Wait. I got to get this song in my head. Deserve it. To be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch out. You're walking and where you're talking.
Are you and your homies going to be lying in chalk? He's lying in chalk.
Is that a real song?
I really hate the trip, but I got a lope. As they walk, I see myself in the piss of smoke. Fool, I'm the kind of guy that the homies want to be like on my knees in the night, saying prayers in the street like Everett. Hit it.
Nice.
In the stand and most my life.
That was your CeeLo moment, dude.
In the gangster's paradise.
Yeah, cool. What did Coolio die of?
I don't know what he died of, actually.
I don't
know.
Was it high speed lead poisoning?
Yes, in Flint, Michigan. I'm from Michigan. I can say it.
Yeah. How about did he die of cardiac arrest?
I think that's what he died of. Yeah.
Died of old age.
Sure. Myocarditis. He died of a broken heart.
Just like the
died
queen.
Died of a broken heart. Owner of
the
a
words
lonely
of
heart.
Of a broken heart. It's just emotion.
Did you guys listen to that music on road trips?
I would, back when I was in 7th grade, maybe.
Who did it better, Coolio or Weird Al?
Amish Paradise was good.
Yeah, Amish Paradise.
Are they similar?
Churn Butter once
Who
or
Who did
twice.
It better, Weird Al, Coolio,
Weird
or Stevie
Al
Wonder?
Did a cover of it, but he like it was a parody.
Changed the lyrics, yeah.
And it was called Amish Paradise instead of Gangsta
Been
Paradise.
Been spending most our lives living in an Amish Paradise.
Yeah.
Yeah, music video is great.
I didn't memorize the lyrics, though.
Oh, I can't be in this one.
Shivers. Okay, so
should we explain what we're doing in the car?
Okay, well, just
yes. Oh yeah, we're in the car on our way down to Panama City Beach because Jazzy and I own a house down there,
and somehow
it's a shack.
These guys invited
it's a little shack a rack on the beach.
I've never been to 30A in my life.
Never.
Well, whoa. you're gonna go there,
Rosemary.
Oh, John.
Good old Rosemary.
So, yeah, we're gonna have some good times. GTs will be had.
Mm-hmm. GTs.
What else is in the news? Hurricane Ian made landfall.
It did.
Yeah. And we're driving to Florida.
Yeah. And we're driving to Florida.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Diving. We don't want to miss out.
All of our Florida friends are like literally 3 feet underwater. Yeah. And we're like, let's go to Florida this weekend.
I was supposed to be preaching this weekend in Venice.
Yep.
And the church, like the pastor, like reached out to like a friend of mine. And he's like, hey, dude, I don't have any power. I don't have a phone. My phone's dead. He's like, I'm using somebody else's phone just to say, we can't have Nathan this weekend.
Like, really?
Is that real?
I'm like, dude, I assumed.
Oh, gosh.
I've seen the pictures of Venice. There's nothing left.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you don't need to apologize.
What are you talking about? You're canceling my trip.
I really need this.
Order me a seaplane.
Oi.
Also, in this week's news.
Yeah.
Big news in Christendom. Yep. Okay. Maverick City dropped Dante Bo. There's lots of stir about that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Does anyone know what happened?
I think I'll be honest with you. It seems like a beef.
Yeah. It's, like,
internal beef?
Yeah, because then, like, 2 days later, they posted another one. Dante's still our brother. He's part of the family. He's like.
But Dante posted something himself, too, and it was, like, about him getting back into the call that God has on his life and, like, taking time off and stuff like that. So the thing is if you do these posts and you make them all nebulous and non-informative, obviously everybody assumes the worst.
Right. Which they probably should.
I mean, with that crew, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, but anyways, long story.
Nathan's views do reflect my views.
I've just heard, you hear stuff about happening in that camp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
whatever.
Yeah.
Who are these people again?
God bless them.
They're a band?
Yeah, they're a band.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sad excuse for one.
Cool. This really is.
Well,
the news.
Anyways, it just seemed beefy though. It's like it felt like they had beef with him or something. And I love beef.
I'm into the beef.
I'm into all the beefs. Yeah. The casseroles, the shepherd's pie.
Yeah. USDA prime beef. Yes.
Arby's? What's a shepherd's pie but with beef?
My mom
what
used to
is
make,
it called?
My mom used to make
something
it
else pie.
My mom used to make
cottage
pie. I used to hate it. It's the worst.
You don't like shepherd's pie?
I can't stand it.
I love shepherd's pie.
Have you ever been to England?
Yeah, yeah. I had it. I even had it there. Give it a chance because my mom used to make it and I didn't like it.
You still
really?
Don't like it?
It
what don't you like about it?
England? It's too heavy.
He's Italian. That's
oh,
why.
Oh, too heavy.
Yeah, it's nothing
like,
in Italian.
What's wrong with it? There is no spaghetti.
It's English. Well, yeah.
I want shepherd's pie, 2 pieces of meat.
Yeah.
There was no...
That's it.
Tomato.
Okay, so
there was no finocchio.
Where is the basil?
There was no... A spice. There
all
was no gnocchi.
Wrong. It's all wrong.
There was no lasagna.
There's no basil. I don't want it.
There was a friend I had in Italy, and they were traveling to London, and there was the first time they were leaving Italy, and I asked them what they packed, and they told me they packed 3 cans of their mom's spaghetti sauce in their suitcase.
Really?
Yes.
They couldn't
so
leave their
good.
Village without it.
Palms are sweaty. Mom's spaghetti.
Got vomit on his shirt.
That's amazing.
Dude, what's the worst thing that your mom made growing up?
Oh.
Every dinner.
Dang.
Wow. Yo, my mom made this thing called spaghetti pie.
No,
and I'm not
she
kidding you.
Didn't.
Uh-oh. I'm dead serious. It was like imagine a pie.
That's not okay.
But inside it, it's spaghetti. And it was awful.
That's
and she thought it was brilliant because she's like, I invented this. And I'm like,
no.
Yeah, well done. You're like the guy who invented, I don't know, wearing a garbage bag and like using it to go down a ski hill.
I'd like to air a grievance.
Yes.
Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The air
with
grievances.
Whatever Italian created spaghettini.
Oh, that's the mini spaghetti.
Yeah,
right?
Mini spaghettis. I like the
what's
fat spaghetti.
What's wrong with that?
It's disgusting.
What are you
Why?
Talking about?
It's like angel hair.
It doesn't give you the satisfaction of biting
how
into
is it
a
disgusting?
Nice spaghetti noodle.
I think it's called angel hair primavera, right?
Yeah. You can make it with angel hair, of course.
You don't like the
it.
Thin spaghetti?
But
that's
I would
amazing.
Say,
what's thinner, spaghettini or angel hair primavera?
Angel hair.
I actually don't know the answer to that.
No, angel hair. No, spaghettini is
like half in between there?
It's half in between.
What's wrong with that?
Angel hair is a good vibe.
Yeah, I like angel
hair. If I'm eating
not with
red
sauce, not with marinara sauce, it's not. Angel hair is a good vibe with oil.
Yes.
Agreed.
Yes.
If you're
going
to do red sauce, you're going to have to start putting on thicker noodles. You know, one time my mom's not Italian, my dad is. My parents got into an all-out fight that ruined a family dinner because my mom was making meatballs too small back
that's
when I was a kid.
That's
my
amazing.
Dad used to want them as size of a softball. Like,
wait,
that's how he wanted them.
You're only half Italian? This whole time.
I don't know.
I'm never listening to you again.
I shouldn't have said that. Edit it out.
Okay.
And
no editing.
It's like, no. So he wanted them the size of softballs.
Whoa.
My mom's like, no, you don't make
Jeez.
Them that big. My dad was like, well, you're not Italian. You wouldn't know. And that's
right.
The whole family fell out.
That's important, though.
Okay, so one time my dad picked up, my mom burnt spaghetti. This is how talented this woman was at burning things. She burnt spaghetti. And when you burn spaghetti, basically it's like you keep the noodles in the water for so long, right?
And then they start caking.
It's mushy, right? So she puts this mushy spaghetti on the table. And we all dole it out, and the first bite, and I'm like, and I'm just verbally like, Mom, this is, it's too soft, it's gross, like, and I was having gag reflex because of like
the texture was so
nasty.
That's funny.
And so then my dad tries it, and he's like, and my dad always defended my mom's cooking because that's what you have to do. You have to back your wife, right?
Of course. Right.
But he'd pick up. I'll never forget it. I'm like 9 years old. Gabe is 7. Tiff is, 4. He picks up the spaghetti. He goes over to the kitchen garbage, and he throws the whole thing in the garbage. And my mom starts laughing her butt off.
Oh, my gosh.
And then we ordered Domino's,
Poor
and it
Jan.
Was the best
oh, that's
night
awesome.
Ever.
That's awesome.
Funny.
This is a great segue into
I love
our
that.
Memes.
Oh, wait.
Okay,
wait. I want to hear Jazzy's worst meal.
Okay.
What's the worst meal your mom ever made?
Well, unlike you, I don't have anything bad to say about my parents' cooking.
Wow.
Both of my parents cooked growing up.
Yeah.
It
Your
was
mom makes
just
a killer lamb.
I'm not saying they're gourmet. They've had their average moments, but yeah.
There's no standout
no major
atrocity?
There's a meal that I hate, but that doesn't mean it's bad.
Which is that?
It's like a chicken pie with the white kind of bechamel sauce and all the vegetables. I hate cooked carrots.
Yeah, it's like chicken pot
things
pie.
Things like that. I used to hate anything with cooked vegetables in it.
Right.
You know,
but it
wasn't
their fault.
Also, they
saying?
Would microwave vegetables all the time, and it was gross.
Yeah,
I'm
is,
glad
yeah.
that we're past that,
nice
era
yeah,
of
yeah,
microwaving
yeah.
vegetables in margarine. Yeah.
Some are.
So this
I
meme.
I think
some
I,
are.
Chris,
oh, yeah.
Chris,
this,
calm down.
This meme, this meme recreated says, point of view, you married the most spiritual woman at church who never learned how to cook.
For pretty good. There's it's two hot dogs.
Oh yes.
And cereal.
I saw that.
Pretty good.
That is something else. That looks like
okay. Do you marry? Okay, if you're a guy, if you're single, this is the challenge. You have to answer how Gabriel would answer it. Okay, you guys ready?
Yep. Yes.
Jazzy, you're included.
Mom,
if I was asking Gabriel, Gabriel, what do you pick? A girl who's a 10, or a girl in her beauty, physical appearance, or a girl who's a 10 in her cooking? How would Gabe answer that? But you can only dole out one 10.
Oh, I know what he would say.
Everything else is a 5.
I know. I feel like I can accurately represent him.
I don't know.
I think he would take the 10 because he would say you can cook. You can teach a woman how to cook. And he would think that he would be the one to teach her, probably.
Yeah, you can't teach. Yeah, you can't fix ugly, okay?
I will die with that answer.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Jazzy, I think that's pretty practical. I think the philosophy is pretty on point.
I think I am Gabe's voice.
I don't know how you can argue with that. Unless you surmise that the reason she doesn't want to cook is because she has a bad attitude about cooking, and then you can't teach it to her.
Yeah. Ooh. Well, you can tell her, though.
Layers.
That's true, but
you can tell her twice.
But that's making a presumption on my part, and I'm not sure if that's fair to this game.
Don't touch me.
Everett,
touch
how about
me
you?
No, touch me in the hair face.
Yeah, I think that Gabe would not give you an answer. I think he would refuse to give you an answer and play the game. And just go like, "What are you talking about? No, no, I'm not going to choose." Like
I'm
a woman.
Have both.
Yeah, that's yeah. He's like a woman should be both. I'm not going to marry a woman that's not beautiful.
Wow.
But then he would go into his whole spiel about, you know, women being at home and everything and be like, no, of course my wife's going to be able to cook too, though.
Yeah.
So I think he'd refuse to play the game.
And then I'd tell him, well, then, Gabriel, you need to stick with plan A, which was go to Romania and find a 22-year-old bride.
Who'll give you two pieces of meat.
With armpit hair and... she'll be old world enough for
she
you.
She can build Perry Stone sets.
Yeah.
Brian, what do you think he'd say?
I don't think he would answer either of those questions. He would say, how many kids do they want to have?
That's so true.
Yeah, and then he'd somehow go over the 60-second mark like 20 times in his answer.
Exactly. Yeah.
He would lecture for 12,
Everett,
about
I feel
an
when
hour
we,
20 minutes.
I feel when we pass a car, Everett should wave with the headphones on and the microphone.
I want to talk about my mom for a sec because my mom's Mexican.
Yeah.
So I grew up with Mexican food all the time and my mom was my mom is a fantastic cook. And the only times I didn't like my mom's cooking is when she would cook something that my dad requested. Because my dad is English and Scottish background.
Oh.
So he had all these like weird, like his favorite meal that he would ask my mom to cook that I hated was ketchup steak. And you literally just get like cheap skirt steaks and you put them in a Pyrex with ketchup and brown sugar and you just cook the shit out of them in the oven.
That sounds very English.
And it was horrible, but my dad loved it and you serve it with white rice. And it was only those meals that, like, from my dad's childhood that he'd be like, oh, I just want some nostalgia. And I was like, this is disgusting.
I kind of like that.
But it was funny because I didn't realize that my mom, everything she cooked was Mexicanized until I actually moved in with your parents, Nate. And then I was just kind of like, what? What do you mean there's no taco seasoning in the spaghetti? Like, literally, I was like, oh, my mom made everything Mexican.
Oh,
Mexican spaghetti, Mexican pizza, Mexican hamburgers.
Dude, my mom flavors everything with, like, as if it's English.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right?
HP.
So, like, Mexican food does not taste Mexican.
Gosh.
It tastes English.
She
right?
tells everyone when we go out to dinner that she's British.
I mean,
she
asks
the
same
specific
thing with all
things
our Dutch food.
Yes.
What'd you say, Brian?
Make it taste like nothing.
Yeah.
Dutch food tastes like nothing?
Yeah, we make all of our food Dutch. And then...
Right.
So, potato
on
potato.
Didn't you say that
meaning you dip it in ranch.
Yeah, exactly. Caesar.
See, I love my...
Caesar.
Oh, Caesar.
I love my mom, and she has a lot of great qualities. I love her dearly. She's my mommy. But she would even agree that she's not the greatest cook. And the last time I went home to see her... And she made me a meal, and it was a grilled cheese sandwich.
Wow.
End of story.
That's nice.
Did you love it?
Nothing wrong with a grilled
cheese. How do you
cheese?
Mess up a grilled cheese sandwich?
Well,
she found a way.
There's a way. It. The way that you mess it up is you put way too much butter on it, and then it becomes soggy and non-crispy. Yeah.
Actually, Tiff put too much cheese on a grilled cheese recently, and I didn't eat the grilled
too
cheese.
Too much cheese.
So
okay, guys, I have a rant. I'm starting my rant. I'm doing my rant. I know you're supposed to wait for it, the show. You're supposed to everybody end the show with a rant, but I'm doing my rant first.
Okay.
Because
let's do it now. Let's do the whole segment right now.
Let's just do the segment right now. Rant. Okay. Everybody does a rant.
Okay.
This is my rant.
I got it.
What's up with the sandwiches and the wraps that are for sale in those little to-go areas in airports?
They're like $28.
The price.
Yeah. Or like Hudson, you know, like Hudson News.
Yeah.
And you go in, right? And there's a fridge, and it's the same fridge where you can get like a cup of a slice of apples, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or you can get like a little like antipasti,
right?
You know, right, with the crackers and like, you know, prosciutto or whatever and cheese. And then they have these sandwiches. Those sandwiches are disgusting. Have you ever had one of them? They're
Dude.
All soggy.
Yeah, I used to buy them in the Palm Desert airport all the time.
Or dry
airport.
Any airport. Any airport.
Yeah.
If you ever see a prepackaged sandwich,
yes.
They are disgusting. They taste disgusting.
Yeah.
The bread's disgusting.
Yes.
The meat's disgusting. Yep. The cheese is disgusting. How long have they been like sitting there for? Yep. And why is it that the wraps are always slimy?
Yep.
Yes.
Is it possible to get a dry wrap from those places? Why do they sell them? Do they not, like, have they never even tried this stuff and gone, wow, this is shockingly absurd that this is even for sale? And the genius is obviously that they keep stocking those shelves because they're stupid people who've never flown before. And it's not really their fault.
They're
for
keeping
being stupid,
them afloat.
It's just that they're ignorant. They don't know the game.
Yeah,
and
they're
the
gonna
hustle
pay
is this.
$13.
Oh, there's a sandwich. I'm going to save money at this airport. It's only $13.
Yeah.
You get it, and then you take a bite into it. You finish it because you're cheap and you're hungry. But it's the worst sandwich you ever had in your life.
It's
and so
sad.
Obviously somebody is eating
you know
these
what?
Things. Somebody's making a killing off of these sandwiches.
Yes.
Who are these geniuses?
Okay, Nate, I have an incredibly relevant story.
Okay,
I was at Coachella, and this was before I came back to Jesus. Yeah. And
last month,
you're working on your testimony.
Yeah, it was just this spring. And I was flying home in LAX, and I was like, you know what? I better kind of start a little bit of a detox now. I've done a lot of naughty stuff this weekend. So I was like, no, instead of getting fast food at LAX, I'm going to get a good sandwich.
Oh, no.
And I got one of those sandwiches, the $13 sandwiches, and I got food poisoning. And I got food poisoning.
From the lettuce.
Yes.
Guaranteed.
On the plane.
Guaranteed.
And I missed 2 weeks. I missed 2 weeks. I was at home for 2 weeks. It was such bad food poisoning from one of those sandwiches.
It wasn't all the drugs and alcohol.
Oh,
it was the lettuce.
Wow.
I'm 70%
you.
I had never thought
lettuce
of that before.
And lemons, right?
Lettuce and lemons. Lettuce and lemons.
Bagged lettuce. You have to wash your bagged lettuce.
Yeah.
Yeah, jam.
Never. I always use lime and not lemons for your drink.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Who's got a rant?
Why lime?
Who's got another rant?
Because limes don't.
I've got one.
Okay, Brian.
Okay, go ahead.
What's your rant?
I can't stand... I love Tennessee, but there's one thing I can't stand about the drivers is they don't edge into the intersections when it's green to turn left.
Right.
Cool.
Yes.
Just wait.
And then
no one wins.
Yes.
Totally. And I say that
they
to Jazzy all the time.
Yes. You can't turn on the
Why
yellow then.
Why is that here? Like,
because they're not aggressive.
They're just like, no. Nah,
oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. Okay,
and then,
because in Australia, we don't do that.
No, in Australia, they don't do that either. When you're when you're turning.
No one even thinks
we
to
do
it
in Canada.
Honestly.
People are aggressive in Canada.
Yeah, everywhere else.
I didn't even know that you could until Nathan started doing it.
You have to edge in. And so that. Once it turns yellow, you don't hold up extra traffic behind
you. Exactly.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Through.
Yep. Anyways, that's my rant. That's all.
That's interesting. I didn't know
it already
happened
today.
Yeah, no, that's a good rant.
Yeah.
Jasmine, you have a rant for us?
I have a small miniature rant against Gabriel.
Yeah.
I just thought of a conversation we had a long time ago. So my rant, we had a conversation about the Avengers.
Okay.
And he was complaining that Scarlett Johansson's character, Black Widow, was beating up guys in the movie. He's like, it's just so... He went on his rant for 10 minutes. It's just so unrealistic, you know, that a woman could, you know, punch that alien and throw this one over the fence. And I was like, oh, okay, Gabe. So Thor, a literal god, Iron Man, who's flying in the air in a spacesuit, the Hulk, who turns into a giant green man, that's all realistic. But Scarlett Johansson punching a guy, oh, that's too, you've gone too far. It's not, I'm like.
This movie's fake.
It's true.
I've been holding on to that one.
I would. That's good. I would.
I'm like, whoa. They've gone too far. Woman punching a man twice her size in a fantasy movie?
I would really like to see Gabe hold up that argument, and we'll put him in a ring with female MMA legend Ronda Rousey, and we'll see who comes out on top.
Well, that's another thing. We did go into that topic, but I think that is one conversation, which is true, but it's a fantasy movie.
Yeah.
Like, I think she's allowed to punch an alien if Thor is allowed to be a god.
Yeah.
What did I see?
That's my rant.
I like that. That's a good rant.
Okay, no, let me, I actually have a question, not a pushback. Yesterday, you and I are watching that clip from the new Lord of the Rings, Ring of Power.
Yeah, the
Amazon.
Galadriel.
And Galadriel is like getting out of prison, and there's four guards surrounding her.
Yeah.
And then she, like, in one fell swoop, pushes all the guards. Pushes them. Yep. Pushes four guys with one arm into her prison cell.
Yeah, she's a slim little...
Does she have powers?
Well, it's like... They haven't told us that.
But what's your
question?
They haven't
told us that she has abnormal...
What's your question?
My question is, what are the rules? Because...
Yeah.
Because on one hand, it's like she has regular strength.
Yeah.
And then on the other hand, she does... She has irregular strength. So, like, which is it?
Right.
So, I'll just tell you my issue.
Are there different rules in fantasy than in, you know,
Marvel? Yeah, depending
on
the being. Depending on the power level. Like, what about Wonder Woman? She's, you know, Wonder Woman.
Totally.
So, depending on the being.
But in Tolkien's world.
So, in Tolkien's world, the absurdity of that scene was that they didn't show her pushing. They kept cutting. Oh, now she's pushed the guys in. Now, and we're just supposed to take their word for it.
Right.
The way they filmed it and edited it made it look even worse.
Yeah.
So when we see Legolas in the Lord of the Rings trilogy movies, we see every move that he does.
Yeah.
And they show it seamlessly. And it makes sense. And you're able to escape into it. Like, Orlando Bloom couldn't do that in real life. He's a skinny guy. But you're watching those movies and you're like, oh, yeah, Legolas looks great. With that stupid show that I hate, they're cutting back and forth. And suddenly she's, you know, Matt Walsh was talking about it, right? Suddenly she's pushed all these guys in and we don't even see it. That's my problem with it.
Right.
Yeah.
So make it believable. It is fantasy.
Yeah.
You can still, like, just because something's fantasy doesn't mean it doesn't need an element of believability. That's correct.
It's true.
But elves do have powers.
I guess isn't that what would make good fantasy?
Yeah.
Is that it's somehow believable still.
But it's like, for me, it was like, why wouldn't Galadriel then, because Galadriel's a witch, right? So why wouldn't Galadriel
sorceress.
Why then wouldn't Galadriel use her sorceress powers to get those guys in there? Then, because for example, the elves get killed all the time. So, for example, the orcs in Rings of Power, they are dominating these male elves.
Yeah.
And the male elves are like slaves to these orcs. And you're looking, like, if you're thinking, like, man, if Legolas was here, these guys would be dead.
They'd be gone.
Right? But...
What they're trying to say is that she's the strongest elf.
Right, but that doesn't make sense.
So there is a tiny snippet of Tolkien lore where he mentions something about her powers and things she could do.
Right.
And they're kind of running with that, whatever. I can't remember the sentence.
Right.
I'm not wholly qualified to speak on this topic.
Totally.
But I am partially qualified. So they're trying to grab that and then bring it into the show and be like, well, she can do everything. But I think one of the issues for fans, myself included, is that they're not focusing on what she's really known for and what she's really great at, which is, you know, being the sorceress.
Right. Exactly.
So should have used.
So they're trying
powers.
To make her.
Correct.
They call it. Is it a Mary Sue? There's a term where it's a woman who can do everything and she's too perfect in film and television.
Right.
And then it's so perfect that it becomes boring.
Yeah, for example.
That's essentially what they've done to Galadriel.
Galadriel is not Gandalf.
Yeah.
She does not have the same powers as Gandalf.
She's more powerful than Gandalf.
She is the same order.
She's not.
I don't even know anything about
her. Is she an elf?
Galadriel?
Yeah.
Okay, you're no longer qualified to speak on this subject.
Is she an elf? Is she an elf?
What are you talking about?
Is Galadriel an elf?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I'm trying to say.
Dude.
So Gandalf is not an elf. Gandalf is one of the...
Yeah, he's a wizard.
Yeah, but he's
wizard.
No, but the, what's the name?
You're a wizard, Harry. Is that the same?
So get off the gray and then get off the what?
Right,
is that
but
there,
there are certain species. They're like this angel.
Oh
species,
yeah.
Right?
I can't
right.
remember the name.
Yeah. So Gandalf, yeah.
he's above.
Yes,
yeah.
exactly.
The
he's not an elf. He's another species. I can't remember the name of them or whatever.
Yeah.
And they have more powers than the elf. Okay, so she might be the most powerful elven sorceress, but she's not Gandalf. She doesn't have the same power. And even Gandalf gets defeated by the Balrog. Even Gandalf
has
some issues, you know, with what's his name? The other elf.
But that's because Saruman is a higher order, more powerful than him.
But all I'm saying is like, physically, Gandalf has some physical limitations. Why does she have no physical limitations? It's just so stupid.
In this show?
Yeah, in this show.
Cool.
I'm done.
Thank you. That was a wonderful rant, everyone.
I did
watch that's
a movie
a decent rant.
With Tiff the other day, and I didn't like that one girl beat the crap out of five guys.
Yeah.
I just like, come on.
It
one
is
guy
getting to the
can't
point.
Beat the crap out of five really strong girls either.
Was it an action movie?
Like, it's not, this isn't a gender thing. It is partly gender.
No, it is a gender thing.
Yeah.
But also,
be
one
friend.
Dude could not fight five really strong girls and win, probably.
Or why is it that in these action movies where the protag gets the snot beat out of him maybe early on in the story, and then he recovers and he comes back and he gets his revenge, right? But like that never happens with female characters as protags in action movies. They never get the absolute crap kicked out of them.
Well, they do very occasionally.
You know, or even Rocky. Rocky, the protag, he's getting he gets the snot beat.
That's why
out
we
of
buy
him.
Into it.
Totally.
It's what gets
yeah,
me.
Yeah, but there's no like. Yeah. Why
I think
the movie
I think nowadays
never show female mortality.
Female characters
right,
do
yeah.
get beat up these days
right,
in movies.
Everett, you
a lot
Everett,
more
do you
than
have
they
a
used
rant?
To.
Everett, did you have a rant?
All right.
And I think you have an answer to your question there. I think you know why they
obviously.
Don't show female
Evie.
Mortality.
Yeah, that's a good point, Jesse.
It's a layered answer.
They don't show female development. No movie does female development. It's all of a sudden they're a hero. There's never that whole back. There's never a montage, at least.
Look, here's
where
the thing.
Where the
male hero is becoming the female hero typically has already become.
Exactly.
Which is a flaw, both on the far left and the far right, whatever you want to say, in fiction. Or not a flaw, but like a trap that writers fall into.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's not even necessarily a political thing. I think it can go either way.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Dang, that's a good topic.
I think
that
George Martin, who wrote Game of Thrones, is one of the better writers of female characters.
He shows the development of
in fantasy.
True.
He shows the development.
He's got a wide range, and it's mostly believable,
she
and there's the fantasy element.
Jasmine, I'm a Christian. I haven't seen that show.
Oh, yeah, me neither. Actually, no.
The Holy Spirit downloaded it
nothing.
To me. I didn't even ask for it.
Like the Matrix.
Brian,
that's my
you're
favorite.
The only Christian in the
we have other segments
that's my,
we can transition to.
That's my favorite scene. This is my rant, Chris. Okay. That's
okay,
my favorite scene of the Matrix. Is like there's like 10 seconds and they literally like upload on an SD card and he's like, I now know jujitsu.
Every charismatic dream.
Oh, so good.
Like, no, I got the Holy Spirit. I just went to an altar call and my entire life completely changed.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. That's a
no
good
process.
Scene.
No process. Just
no process.
That.
Okay.
Okay,
so in lieu of a rant, I would just like to introduce the next segment.
Ooh.
Oh.
You guys, I didn't even get to rant.
Oh,
no, I didn't.
Oh,
Chris
has to
rant.
Okay.
Chris wants a rant.
I know, I like Chris.
Okay, okay.
I don't have a rant. I don't got one that's
come on.
Okay, my rant.
Your rant should be about how you don't have a rant.
That was last rant.
Pressure.
That was actually my last rant.
Yeah.
Jeez,
I don't have
man.
A rant. I don't know if this is a rant, but since we're talking about films, I've recently had to read some noir books. How do you say it? Noir?
Yeah, noir.
Yeah.
Noir, yeah.
I feel like, based on my experience, it's all the same. Like, the way it ends and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It always ends up the same. Characters very much the same. Protag's the same. The vixen, siren, she's the same. And the writing is great. It's compelling. And you never, rarely, ever quit reading halfway through. But it's like, it seems all the same. That's my rant.
Yeah.
Right.
Not even the outcomes, just everything. It's just the same book.
Interesting.
But the writing keeps me because the writing is so fast moving. It's driven forward so quickly.
You said it's really descriptive too, right?
It's really descriptive. It's interesting because it has to do with 1940s, 1950s existentialism and ties to like some of the philosophy.
So you mean hard-boiled detective novels.
Yeah, hard-boiled
essentially.
Yeah, hard-boiled detective novels. And I like it, but because you can compare because it's the same, but mm-hmm. that's my rant. I mean, I'm getting to the point where I'm like, do I enjoy this anymore or not?
Yeah, very few of those books push the boundaries of the genre.
Right.
But it's like, if it's not broken, why fix it?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's just becoming redundant. So anyway,
I think Kierkegaard said something to the effect that, like, if you stare into the black hole, you get blacker. If you deal with the great evil, then you yourself might become evil. And that is film noir, right? The bat, like the protag, because there's not really any clean cut protag.
Antihero.
Right? It's antihero, but he always gets a little bit darker and more cynical and jaded.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the vixen always gets plugged.
And you know what's interesting is, like, it's a test of ourselves, right? Do we find ourselves wanting and pulling for the protag who's evil, or do we find ourselves wanting justice?
No, but we see ourselves in the protag. That's why that genre is so popular, and it'll never go away.
Yeah.
Because the whole point of film noir, well, the film genre, is that in a dark world, you know...
There are no heroes.
There are no heroes. Yeah. So it's like the post-war frustration, and we're kind of almost going into that again now.
Yeah. I mean, I was reading this book by James Cain called The Postman Always Rings Twice, and I'm thinking...
Great movie also.
What would happen if I actually wanted them to pull this off? What kind of person would that make me?
Yeah.
But
I'd cheer for the bad guy all the time in movies.
Yeah.
All the time. And it's not because of the way the director's telling the story. It's just because I want them to get away with it once, because only 40% of murders are solved. I can't remember, like, the percentage on robberies. It's like, make this a little bit more like real life, where people get away with it and you're angry about it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, I don't know,
because the Disney ending becomes a banality at times, right? It's just constantly too much happy ending, and romanticization of is definitely unrealistic.
Yeah, I was watching a show recently. And I'm not going to tell the show, but the show is absolutely blown my mind. And I knew the entire time that the writers couldn't let it end well. Because if they did so, it would be sending the wrong moral message. And, you know, and the messaging is so part of the wokes. And it's so frustrating.
Welcome to Alabama.
Welcome to Alabama.
Yay. Welcome to Alabama.
Welcome to Bama. So long story short.
Roll tie.
Bow tie. Oh, yeah. Roll tie. Yeah. I said bow tie. Yeah, bow ties.
Bow tie, roll tie.
I didn't know what they were saying.
Welcome to Bama, bow tie.
Bow tie. Roll tie.
Anyways, dude, long story short, you know, like, I'm sitting here and I'm tortured. I'm watching two seasons of this show. Mm-hmm. And I knew that this one guy was going to get it. I knew it. I knew it because they couldn't. I knew.
They couldn't let him get away.
They can't.
I got a new rant.
Exactly.
But are you saying this is like a woke reason why they wouldn't let him?
My issue is that the politicization and the intersectionality, it ruins TV shows because the whole point of a TV show is you're not supposed to know what's happening. Or, as Chesterton says, you lovingly allow yourself to be deceived. But when you know what, like, the type of writer this person is, it's ruined because you know what's going to happen.
Right.
But what
happens is
we've got a new moral code now. So we know what's going to happen because of the modern moral code, which is, you know, politically correctness and wokeness.
Totally.
The old moral code was the Catholic code. So we would kind of know what's going to happen back then, which is, oh, well, those bad people have to die because they had sex out of wedlock.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So we're basically gone in the opposite direction.
This is why George Martin is actually pretty amazing.
Yeah.
It's because you don't know what's going to happen.
And he gets away with it.
And he gets away with
it. Like, he's got an uncle and a niece getting it on the current show.
Right.
And people, like, everyone on TikTok is wild about it in a good way. Yeah. They love it.
Exactly. It's like the Bible.
That would cancel anyone else.
George Martin is closer to the Bible.
That's true. Biblical.
Than anybody else is, because he just tells stories and it's like, this would happen.
It's like,
and life is stranger than fiction.
That's true.
Yeah, right.
And like, and life is full of these stories that don't end well.
Okay,
or there's no point to it.
Can I say something then on this?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's partially a rant, but not really.
Mm-hmm.
Recently, I was trying to reflect at why Tiff wants me to watch movies and TV shows with her. And I try to, but I've just been struggling lately. And I would rather sit on my phone because... There's so much crap. I'm having a hard time finding a good movie or show to watch.
Is this because there are laugh tracks in this?
No. But my rant is that the amount of time she watches TV is the same amount of time I just watch my phone instead. We're watching something, and I just find social media and other stuff more interesting right now.
Yeah, fair.
Than the garbage that's on Netflix.
Dude, I'll
hook
you up for
sure. That's a lot of people are finding that.
Did anybody see the next
that?
Cobra Kai season?
I haven't.
Good. I've been meaning to watch it.
Okay.
I love that that show.
And all that's one reason why TikTok's going to long form
videos.
Let's
talk about
Star 67.
Yeah. Let's do a Star 67. Cabot, can we do it?
What's that?
We can do Bluetooth even in if we wanted to.
Everett?
Yeah, we need to hook it up to your truck.
Okay. I'm hooked up.
Well, we could just do that section later if it's going to take too long.
Or just do it on your phone, Nate.
Can you do it now?
Oh, yeah, I asked Tiff what the movie, while you're getting that set up, Nate, I asked Tiff what the movie was that we watched recently that I had very low expectations for.
And you actually liked it? Yeah.
Was Tristan and
Isolde.
Isolde.
Oh, yeah. Nathan loves that movie.
He
always puts
it
on.
Life.
Wait, which one is that? Because there's a couple of... Which one is the one that you like?
Gosh.
Is James Franco in it?
Yes, James Franco.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Nathan likes that movie a lot. I can't remember it, to be honest with you.
You got to watch it.
I'll watch it again.
I was just like, oh, my gosh. This is a great movie.
Okay. That's cool. I wonder why.
All right, guys. Everett, give me your phone, and so then I'll call somebody...
Or do we want to do it on the speaker?
I need the host to explain to me what this
segment
is.
Okay, so since I was a designated shift changer today.
Mm-hmm.
Shifty.
Star 67 is a segment. Star 67 is a digit you put in to block your number. And we call people on a random number.
Oh,
and we talk to them as a different personality.
Okay.
It's what the youngsters used to call a prank call.
Perfect.
Jasmine, have you heard of that function where you can block your number from someone seeing it?
I probably heard of it, but it went one in one ear and out the other.
Star 67.
Who are we calling today?
What do you guys think? Should we call Bro Terry or Jack?
Nah, he'll know it. He'll know it. Let's call somebody who...
I mean, we
have suggestions that will get you into trouble.
Yes.
Because there'll be a lot of...
What's a church?
Cursing. Who? I was going to say Cool and Bennett or someone.
What's a church that we know will pick up?
Okay, well, I think
well,
it's only fitting.
They
I think
like it.
We're trying to call churches, babe.
I think it's.
Churches.
I think it's.
Yeah,
I think
churches
it's only
are people in ministry.
No one
That's
can hear
mean.
You like you can hear you.
No, it's funny.
Why are you calling churches?
You
okay.
This way,
what about what about Ligonier
like
ministry?
Latter Day Saints or one of those.
I think it's only fitting that we're navigating to Birmingham. That
we could call Churchill Highlands.
Hodges.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't like this.
Is it Lance?
All right, let me call. Yeah, Lance.
Okay, so give Nate, or can you give Everett the number?
I can call. Oh, you know what?
I need a drink.
I gotta.
This is too stressful.
I'm going to call Dino Rizzo.
Yeah, good call.
Okay, once again, my
and then you when it's
my views are not represented
speaker,
by
my
anything
GMC.
That's going to happen.
Okay. Yeah,
should be.
And yeah, and exactly. And then I'll just, just call that number, put it on speaker, and then I'll grab it and I'll just put my mic to it.
You don't have to. No, we'll hear it.
What do you mean?
I'll turn it up on this.
Well, I won't be able to talk to it.
Yeah. Kids do it all the time.
Can you hear me?
Do you hear my kids when they're talking?
It's pretty hard, though. I reckon what we should do
Maybe you give him the head. No, because
just give me the phone, and I'll put my mic to it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the best way
then
to
unplug
it
and turn off Bluetooth.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm on this highway for a while, so I don't need nav.
Lance kind of game.
Thanks, Uncle Dad.
Okay, here we go. Here we go.
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voicemail box that is not been set up yet.
Did you Star 67 it? Don't call from Star 67. Just call from your number. This time.
Why? Why did
because
it do that?
Because it's blocked.
Yeah, people don't answer blocked numbers.
Oh, so they just sent that straight to voicemail instead of answering?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I did the same thing.
Yeah, good point.
Whose phone is this?
Mine.
Yes, that is Dino.
Hello, Pastor Dino. This is Lance Cunningham from Gainesville, Florida.
Hey, Lance.
How are you?
I'm doing wonderful.
Listen, I'm just wondering if there's any way that, you know, basically we, our church, we planted a church down in Naples, and our church is completely underwater at the moment.
Okay.
And somebody told me that maybe you could come down, maybe next month, and do a revival service for us.
Okay. Crazy. Who is this?
The thing is that we feel like you'd really be able to help us to really reach a lot of people who are swimming right now.
Underwater?
Yeah, they're underwater. They just...
You ain't right.
Maybe you could do some baptisms for us down there.
I could do baptisms with those floodwaters. I've got experience at it in New Orleans.
We'd be able to pay for half of your travel, and we'd love to give you an honorarium of $67.
That's I've had that meeting before.
Okay,
I've been to that meeting.
Okay, well, if you just I'll text you my number. I'll text you, and then we could have you, and maybe you could bring Brother Chris Hodges as well.
This
is Lance Cunningham from Gainesville.
No, it ain't.
Sure is.
Well, send me your details.
Okay, I will. Thank you, Pastor Dina.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye.
Your voice was too low. I think he's going to know it's you.
That's funny.
That is so good.
Oh, that was good. The baptism.
That's so good.
That was really good.
Hey, he's got
a champ.
Yeah, he's got a sense of humor to like know that it's a joke and not take it
but
like
he was
super
so polite at first.
I know. I know.
Love that. I was like, "Oh no."
He's like, "My church is underwater." Okay, tell me more.
Poor guy.
Oh, that's good. I love that.
Well done. Do you guys know where we're navigating to in Birmingham, by the way?
No, I don't.
We were going to go get some food.
Should we get something to... should we look up
okay.
a place to eat?
Wait, have you guys ever been to Buc-ee's?
Yes.
No. Buc-ee's. Is that
what's Buc-ee's?
Buc-ee's?
It's like a double... Like, it's like a Wawa times two.
Buc-ee's,
oh.
Buc-ee's
oh,
yeah. is an American tradition. Yeah. And it's okay. like, if you tell people that you're going to Buc-ee's, they freak out. And it's like... Basically, just like Walmart-sized gas stations.
It's true.
Okay. Wait, I feel like we've done that.
Yeah, but we could do... I was thinking maybe some barbecue. Did. Like something like a Birmingham staple.
But aren't we going to eat barbecue tonight?
No, we're eating Dusty's tonight.
Dusty's. Seafood.
Dusty's is seafood.
Okay.
But they have some kind of chicken thing for Brian.
Do they have drinks?
For those who did partake, right. They have many
libations.
Drinks.
Are we libation? Taking the Holy Sacrament tonight?
It'd be rude not to.
All right, next segment, guys. Next segment. This is going to be what we wrap it up with.
Meme review?
We have to do meme review.
Oh, we haven't
actually.
Done meme review.
We did one meme. We only talked about one
meme. Bangers?
Yeah, we got a bit of bits and bangers.
Let's stick some good old meme
review
here.
I'm not
going
to do it. I'm driving.
Yeah, you just eyes on you the guys. Fries there, Chief. Yeah.
Okay, meme review. Let's look here. Well, there's one that our very good buddy Landon McDonald sent us, and he showed the clowns. 1 Corinthians 11 isn't for today. 1 Corinthians 12 isn't for today. 1 Corinthians 13 is for today. 1 Corinthians 14 isn't for today, and it shows the clowns.
Exactly.
Is that funny?
I love that. How did you know Landon sent that? Because you ignored it so many times from him that finally when
you know
I
what,
sent it
Landon,
to you?
Landon, I've told the meme text message group... Don't use stock meme imagery. Like, don't pull stock ones off. Like, try to find something.
If it's
something.
Super clever, I think that's better than pastor post.
I think if it's stock stuff, people see it and it doesn't catch the eye. It's not original, in
Brian,
my opinion.
I just sent you the address.
It's not kind of original.
The address.
Ugh, and Apple Maps garbage.
Okay, that's a meme review.
Wait, right. I think okay, no, but I also had a meme review. Wait, where is our meme chat?
What is meme review?
Memes that we posted that we thought were good.
Oh, I see.
Okay,
or
I
that
thought
you've seen on the internet, Jasmine, that you like.
Oh, cool.
I thought this one was funny that Landon made. Anyone mentions the existence of assistant pastors, Chris Palmer, because
totally.
Chris Palmer only posts assistant pastor memes, and
yes.
he's the only one that
think
they're that funny.
On the page would
Can
get
we post
that.
That.
No, okay. you posted this.
This is
like
my
that.
This is my absolute favorite one. Yeah. This one.
Yeah, Landon made it, but the only grip I have with that is using every time Landon sends a meme, it's always stock stuff from stock meme pages.
I thought it was pretty good, though.
I think it's still funny.
It's funnier than something we made.
I understand. It's good, but
this was good. Nobody, people watching Christian movies.
Yeah, that's really funny.
That was good.
People watching Christian movies.
Yeah,
by the way, I think HBO is going to do, or Hulu is going to do Old Testament-based movies.
Okay.
Like savage ones.
I heard about this recently.
Anyway, sorry to get off topic.
No, it's okay. This is our last segment. We're going to wrap this episode up. What is your favorite road trip song? Jasmine, I'll start with you. One song. I don't mean favorite song.
I like Sometimes It's Fun to Put on a Free Falling Tom Petty.
Yeah.
Like have a Tom Cruise moment. Like,
Tom Petty version.
Is it the Tom Petty version that he sings in Jerry Maguire?
Yes, that would be.
I can never get that out of my head.
Okay,
I like that song.
You get to hear 20 seconds of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. Yes.
Everybody has to sing it. That's the
I will
segment.
Not be singing
you have to sing it. Join
I'll
Jasmine
listen to this
and sing
whole song.
It.
I don't even
it's
care.
It's so good.
Loves her mama, loves Jesus, and America too.
I'm going to take a film if you don't mind.
She's a good girl. Elvis loves horses, and her boyfriend too.
I wish they went to a chorus there.
I know.
For the sake of us right now.
Well, yeah, I know.
It's okay. It's a good song altogether.
Who sang it better? John Mayer?
John Mayer.
Yeah?
Hands down.
Okay, put John Mayer on.
I don't like... No, this is my choice. I don't like John Mayer. Tom Petty it is.
Wow.
All right, everybody's got to give it a go.
This reminds me of Tom Cruise.
All right, ready?
You know what's great? Is it doesn't even...
Now I'm free.
How much of the song
are
we playing?
You can stop after this. Stop it after this.
Y'all get one chorus. We each get one chorus.
Free
falling. Great song.
All right, next song.
Free falling.
Okay, Nathan, now you may have your
free
turn.
Free falling.
Nathan, yours, Everett?
Yeah, free okay. Falling. Easy. It's my turn?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. So this song is called Lips of an Angel by Hinder.
Oh, yeah. Oh, perfect road trip song.
This is probably the greatest song ever written. Paul McCartney said it's his favorite song. Brian Wilson says this is the song he wished he wrote.
Why are you calling me so late?
You gotta close your eyes while you sing it.
It's kinda hard to talk right now.
If you don't close your eyes, you don't mean it.
Hell is everything okay? Gonna miss because I can't be tonight. Again, my girl's in the next room. Sometimes I wish it was you. I wish we never really move on. Hear your voice singing that name, it sounds so sweet. Coming from the lips of an angel, hearing those words, it makes me weak. Let it move and have a run and but girl, you make it hard to be faithful.
Oh, do you think it's over?
With the lips of an
okay, next.
Is your guys' red light flashing?
Nope.
No. Okay.
No, it's not. Because our camera works.
Yes.
All right.
Idiots.
Okay, next.
I'll Simpletons. Go, since I'm in the back here.
Yeah. County Line.
I'm going to... No.
That song's line. Horrible.
No, it's not horrible. Actually, I'm going to go with Lonesome Dreams by Lord Huron.
Okay.
Okay.
What's it called?
Lonesome Dreams by
Lonesome Lord. Lonesome Dreams by Lord Huron?
Yeah, we actually have some Lord Huron Lonesome fans that follow the meme.
Brian's page. The Lord of Huron.
Turn it up.
I am.
You are.
Pleased to meet you.
I actually want to go to one of their concerts really bad.
Oh, is that a copper? Nope.
Okay, bad or good?
This is cute.
Yeah, listen
this
to the chorus.
This reminds me of like a song that I listened to when I was 16.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's very hip stuff.
You gotta sing it. You chose it. You gotta sing
it. Teach us the words.
I'm not a good singer, though. I'm bad at it.
That's fine.
We'll let it wail, dude.
It's like the new Goo Goo Dolls.
Yeah.
Yeah, cute.
I like the velvetiness in the song. There's a lot of layers in there. Wait for the chorus. It's really good. No chorus. Tennessee River. All right, get ready. Here it comes. It's upside down. It's not level. And the song's fitting because it's about a road trip. It's about getting lost.
Oh, that's nice.
Down here, please.
It's pretty. No touching. That's the rule.
The hair in the face.
Okay.
Okay. We got it.
Okay.
Okay.
Everett didn't like it. It wouldn't be right if Everett didn't like
it.
It
was as good as County Line.
Yeah, no, honestly.
County Line is better than every Stapleton song.
It wasn't. I'm not going to justify that with a response. Chris, that wasn't as bad as I thought it would be.
Okay.
Guys,
yeah, good.
Tennessee
good.
River.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. It's Tennessee.
Okay.
River.
Okay, Brian, what's yours?
So okay. Cletus. Man, I Feel Like a Woman.
Yeah.
What is this song?
I love you
Man,
for
I Feel
that.
Like a Woman.
You don't know this song?
The great transgender song.
Shania Twain?
Prophetically written.
You better believe it.
Let's go, girls.
I used to listen to this doing deliveries with my dad in Toronto.
I thought you were going to say you used to listen to this. You used to listen to this doing deliverance services. Let it all hang
out. My dad loves this song too.
Everyone loves this song.
I feel like it's just
Spanish.
Feel like a woman.
Oh, dang. That's a good choice.
That's just a happy
song.
That is
so
good.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you.
You haven't lived until you danced that song at Skinny Dennis
absolutely.
In Brooklyn.
Yeah.
I'll tell you
how you write a song that lived. Good. You don't write, you're Shania Twain and you don't write the song. You let Mutt Lange
Everett
write the song.
Oh, give me a break.
No. This is my rant.
No,
this is my last rant.
We've already ranted. You got to give it a song. You got to give it a song.
Okay. I just, all I'll say is I don't understand how as soon as she stopped writing with Mutt Lange, she never wrote another hit.
Sorry, there was many
things. I think you
understand
it.
Inside that situation.
I think
you
do understand. You
do not know.
It.
Yeah, I mean, you're not wrong.
All right, Evie, what's your pick?
Okay, so I'm going to go with a classic road trip song.
Nice.
And this is Steve Miller's best song.
Yep.
If it's not
Space Cowboy.
No.
I want Joker, Smoker. What's that one? Is this
pretty
one?
Dope, Joms.
Yeah, it's got to be. You got to
like
have a ballad on a road trip.
Cool.
This is a story about me, Joe, and Bobby Sue. Two young lovers with nothing better to do. They sit around the house, get high and watch some too. And this is what happened when they decided to cut loose. They headed down to old El Paso.
as we ran into a great big hassle.
Bobby Zoo, dang it.
While robbing his castle, Bill Zoo took the money and run.
Ooh, ooh.
And go on, take the money and run.
Ooh, ooh.
Go on, take the money and run.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh.
Go on, take the money and run.
That's a lot of tractors.
Go on, take the money and run.
That's a good tune. All right.
Yeah, it's done? a good story song.
That wraps up another episode of Theos You Memes. Thank you for tuning in.
Thank you.
Stay tuned for next time when Everett Wood goes to Dollywood.
We're going the wrong way.
That would be nice.
That's good, guys.
I wish.
That's good.
Good show. That's a good show. Nice work, everyone.
Yeah. Tell me this isn't some of the best days in our rock song. There ain't no way.